Roxana Tiron joins us now with Bloomberg Government, looking at the domestic news that Ms. Horton's looking at from Mexico City. Roxana, I'm going to cut to the chase. This is the oddest ascension of a speaker, and there is some discussion that there was sidecar deals done which have not been made evident to Republicans in the House. Is that possibly true?
I think there were discussions. We're still trying to figure out whether there's a, you know, they were saying there might be an addendum to the rules package that was passed yesterday. But what we know for sure is that there is an agreement from the new speaker, Kevin McCarthy, to basically attach, cuts in government spending to a debt limit deal. And we're talking about $130 billion in cuts because they want to revert to the fiscal 2022 levels, about $1.47 billion. So that we know, that has been acknowledged. What we don't know is how this is going to really play out, because there's some significant concern that Pentagon spending will be trapped in these cuts at a time when, both Democrats and moderate Republicans support an increase.
You know, just among people over their third cup of coffee this morning, are the conservative Republicans worried, as they always have been, about debt limit and all that, debt ceiling? Are they asking for level spending to 2022?
They are, yes. So they really want to see that. I think that because there's so much fear that, national security spending would be cut alongside. There's various factions in the Republican Party now. There's a faction that is saying, Pentagon spending should be on the table. There's a faction that says, no, we're going to cut all non-military spending. But they're going to run into significant problems here. They're going to run into problems with their moderate Republicans. They're going to run into problems with the Democrats in the House. And they're going to run into problems with the White House and the Senate. So this is all going to lead to a significant stalemate.
Right.
And definitely stymie everything from defense spending to government spending, and potentially affecting the debt limit increase.
So, Roxana, I mean, for the majority of the Republican Party in Congress, as you just suggested, there's a real scenario where they can't even get anything done, much less work with the Democrats. Does that suggest that the next 2 years will be, I don't know, gridlock, lack of any output? What's the expectation?
I think it's going to be pretty intense, and I think it's all going to lead to a, to gridlock, or, you're going to see, stopgap funding. You're going to see some significant issues here, because the Republicans, just the House Republicans themselves, like you said, they're not on the same page. And
right.
They're just one part of this whole combination that needs to happen. And so I think this definitely points to, and the concessions that Kevin McCarthy has made, this definitely points to, not order necessarily, but some significant gridlock and stalemate.
Roxana, thank you so much. Roxana Tiron with Bloomberg Government this morning.